get ready to smile again with Radio's Home Folks, Crisco's Vic and Sade. You know, a lot of good cooks believe that there are just as many things that can beat a Crisco cake when it comes to lightness and downright goodness. And as for Crisco pies and delicious fried foods, well, that's when the men folks really begin to cheer. Now, if you haven't tried new Crisco yet, if you haven't discovered the difference we believe new Crisco can make in your cooking, then right now is the time to do so. For the makers of Crisco are offering you double the cost of your ingredients if you don't agree that new Crisco is the best shortening you ever used. Now, if Procter & Gamble didn't have 100% confidence in the new Crisco, they wouldn't dare make such a guarantee. But they are completely confident. They know the new million-dollar gyro-churn process makes new Crisco wonderfully creamy, faster mixing, easier to use. Yes, and they know what wonderful cakes and flaky pie crust and digestible fried food you can get with new creamier Crisco. But we're anxious for you to try new Crisco yourself. Make a big, luscious apple pie for dinner or anything else you want. And then if you don't agree that new Crisco is the best shortening you ever tried, I want you to do this. Send us a complete list of all ingredients, the quantities used, the cost of each, and a Crisco label or wrapper. Address Crisco, Box 687, that's Box 687, Cincinnati, Ohio. Procter & Gamble will send you double the cost of all ingredients used. But try new Crisco today. This offer closes July 1st. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. Victor Gook and his son, Mr. Rush Gook. Vic has just this moment arrived home from the office. He's depositing his straw hat on top of the bookcase. Young Rush is seated at the library table, gazing somewhat blankly at the wall. And his father says to him,
"Are you in a trance, Pocket Watch?
I'm trying to figure something out."
When I greeted you joyously, you rejoined you were sluggish and preoccupied.
Uh-huh.
Your mother and Miss Stembottom got off on their automobile trip to Pontiac in good shape?
I guess so.
When they do back?
6:30 or 7. If it's any later, we're supposed to fix our own supper.
I enjoy trying my hand at culinary art on occasion. If your mother hasn't returned by 6:30, I'll put on an apron and fry you that tastiest round steak you ever put in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You still in a trance?
I'm thinking.
Whip out the tickets and I'll take you in on a rummy game.
Miss Harris just telephoned, Gal.
Really? I trust she's in robust health?
Darnest mixed up business you ever heard of.
How so?
Well, let's see if I can get it straight. Mr. Stembottom telephoned her to ask if she wouldn't get in touch with you and say that just before Mom and Miss Stembottom left for Pontiac, Hank Gutstop had called up here with the information... Wait a minute, I left out a step. Some fella down at the Lazy Hours pool room telephoned Mom to say that Hank Gutstop had asked him to get a hold of you. But you weren't in your office, so he telephoned Mom and gave her the information. Well, that's not it either. I better start from the beginning. Miss Harris telephoned...
What in blazes are you talking about, Harry?
Darn if I know.
Well, swap out the rummy cards and I'll make you look like 15 cents.
Okay.
I was down in the packing department a good while this afternoon where there aren't any telephones. That's why I couldn't be reached. I expect Hank found himself embarrassed for ready cash again and wanted to hit me for 6 bits or a dollar.
No, I don't think so. It was something about Y.Y. Flirch being in town.
Y.Y. Flirch?
Ms. Harris called him I.I. Blurch, but I expect it...
You say he's in town?
I got the idea from what Ms. Harris said he was.
Whereabouts?
Oh, Ms. Harris...
What's
did...
Ms. Harris got to do with it?
I try to explain that. Miss Harris...
If Y.Y. Flirch is in town, I want to see him. Where is he?
I don't know where he is.
Well, what'd Mom say?
I haven't seen Mom. Her and Miss Stembottom left for Pontiac before school let out. I talked to Miss Harris.
And she told you Y.Y. Flirch is in town?
Well, she didn't know. All she said...
Oh, well,
was,
what is this, Sam?
Some fella from the Lazy Hours pool hall telephoned Mom.
Is Y.Y. Flirch at the Lazy Hours pool hall?
I haven't the slightest idea. All I know is he called up Mom from there and said he was speaking for Hank Gutstock.
Well, you haven't seen Mom. How do you know anybody called her up?
Miss Harris told me.
Does Miss Harris know where Y.Y. Flirch is?
I doubt it. See, Mr. Stembottom called her up to say
Mr. Stembottom?
Yeah.
Well, what's he got to do with it?
I think I can explain if you'll listen. Mrs. Stembottom...
Now, we've got Mrs. Stembottom in this muddled mass of confusion.
Well, I'm only attempting to clarify...
I'll bet any amount of money Y.Y. Flirch got in on the 2:50 train from Decatur and is going to grab the 5:15 for Peoria. What time is it now?
Clock on the bookcase is a little fast. I expect...
It's 5 minutes till.
5 minutes till five?
No, midnight. Listen, if Y.Y. Flirch is in town, I want to get in touch with him. He's been to an important meeting of lodge officials in Decatur. He'll be able to tell me a good many vital things. What's Mrs. Harris's telephone number? You know it?
Yeah. It's either 9985W or 2360J.
Little witch.
Try 7761L.
7761L?
Yeah.
You sure?
Pretty sure. Call it and see. 2497K and 6224M are numbers that's also buzzing around in my skull, but I'm pretty sure...
Oh, for gosh sakes, Pete.
Try 7761L. I'm convinced it's correct.
Imagine calling Ma Donahue across the alley to get information about Y.Y. Flirch. 7761L, please. Yeah. If you give me a bum steer, there'll be severe reckoning.
I never guaranteed it was 7761L. Might be 2996W. Might be 4363J. I'm only common, ordinary flesh and blood. I can't...
Hello. A man's voice.
Human flesh and blood.
No. I guess I got the wrong number. I wanted to reach Mrs... What? Oh, I see. I have got the right number then. You're one of Ms. Harris's roomies, huh? I see.
Mr. Sludge.
Glad to hear it. The slob wants to chat.
Mr. Sludge is quite a talker. And you're perfectly right calling him a slob. In the summertime, he don't wear socks, even with a Sunday suit. And he don't like shoelaces in his shoes. He likes to hear the flippity-flap of his feet squat.
You're right about the Chicago White Sox. They're a great team, but... is there Mrs. Harris there? Oh, she isn't. I see. Well, thanks just the same. I'll call her some other... What? Philadelphia Athletics? I have to hang up now. Goodbye. Not home.
I don't think she'd have any information about Y.Y. Flirch even if she was home. She was just repeating what Mr. Stembottom told her.
Oh, forget Mr. Stembottom. I have to get a hold of Y.Y. Flirch. Past 5 o'clock. I'll call the Lazy Hours Pool Hall and talk to Hank Gutstap.
Well, he's not at the Lazy Hours Pool Hall.
Well, you said he was, doggone it.
No, I never.
Well, what did you say?
I said a fella speaking for Hank called from the Lazy Hours Pool Room.
What is his name?
Yop. Gop.
Now we got Di's name Yop or Gop in on this.
Might have been Fop.
And from what source did you obtain your information about Yop, Gop, or Fop?
Ms. Harris.
Oh, we're back to her again, are we?
Gov, I can explain all this, I think, if you'll give me a chance.
Go right ahead.
Who's the girl at the telephone switchboard down at the plant?
Daytime?
Yeah.
Miss Clem.
Is she on duty now?
Yeah. Why?
Well, she has another party mixed up in this.
Oh, my.
Well, hey, Gov, I
came over our cast of characters. I'd like to hear a complete list of the well-meaning human beings that want me to know Y.Y. Flirch is in town.
Well, I'm one. Mr. Yop, Gop, or Fop. Hank Gutstap, Mom, Miss Stembottom, Mr. Stembottom, Miss Clem, and Miss Harris.
Eight people want me to get in touch with Y.Y. Flirch, and yet in spite of their united efforts, I can't get in touch with Y.Y. Flirch.
Well, everybody tried. Nobody fell down on the job.
Did you say you hadn't figured out how this strange pattern was wrought?
I think I have.
What else today?
Huh?
Explain.
Well... earlier in the afternoon, Mom and Miss Stembottom were here getting ready to climb in the automobile and head for Pine.
Clear as a bell so far.
Telephone rang.
Yup, Gup or Fop on the wire.
No, Miss Clem on the wire.
Well, you said this guy from the Lazy Hour...
Well, let me tell it,
Shoot.
Miss Clem on the wire. She says, is Mr. Gup there, Miss Gup? Mom says, no. Miss Clem says, I thought he might be home because he's not here in the office. Mom says, was it something important?
How do you know what Mom said?
I don't. I'm reconstructing what happened out of my head.
Reconstruct away.
Mom says, was it something important? Miss Clem says, a gentleman named Mr. Yop, Gop or Fop, just called, from the Lazy Hours Pool Hall. He said he was speaking for a Mr. Gutstap. Mr. Gutstap wanted to notify Mr. Gook, a friend of his, Mr. YY Flourish is in town.
Hmm.
Got that much of it straight?
Yeah.
All right. Mom turns to Miss Stembottom and says, I know Victor'd like to have this information, but we're leaving for Pontiac. How can I get word to him? Miss Stembottom says, I'll call up Fred. Fred can telephone Victor a little bit later and tell him. So Miss Stembottom telephones Mr. Stembottom at the foundry.
Mm-hmm.
Still all clear?
Yeah.
All right. Mom and Miss Stembottom drive off to Carberry, and Mr. Stembottom waits a half an hour and then calls this number in hopes of getting in touch with you and handing over the information.
With nobody's help.
Nobody's help.
So Fred
decides to telephone a neighbor lady and have her relay the message.
And that's where Ms. Harris comes in.
That's where Ms. Harris comes in.
She calls here and you talk to her.
She calls here and I talk to her.
And that's the story.
And that's the story.
Very pretty tale.
Yes, indeed.
Eight kind friends and true. All breaking their back so I can get in touch with YY Flourish. And here I stand helpless and wretched. Still not in touch with YY Flourish.
Well, why don't you attempt to get a hold of that fella Yop, Gop, or Fop? He's a key man.
Where could I locate him?
Lazy R's Pool Hall is the place he called your office from.
You know the number?
Uh-uh. I don't know any pool hall telephone numbers. Mom has thrown me over the People's Bank building.
There's somebody.
It might be Miss Harris.
Huh?
It might be Mr. Stembottom. It might be Hank Ustock.
Hello? Yes? Oh, hello there.
Why first?
Yeah, why first?
It all come out okay after
hello
all.
Hello there, why, you old horse thief. In hack agricola sim spinel hunk. Ad nauseum cornucopia dum flack etch.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until the next time. Attention, please. I want to repeat the amazing offer you heard at the beginning of this program. Procter & Gamble asks you to try new, creamier Crisco in anything you use shortening for. Yes, make up a grand light cake, the family's favorite pie, or any kind of food. And if you don't agree that new Crisco is the best shortening you ever tried, Procter & Gamble will send you double the cost of all ingredients used. Yes, ma'am, if you don't agree that new Crisco is the best shortening you ever tried, just send us a list of all ingredients, the quantities used, the cost of each, and a Crisco label or wrapper. Address Crisco, Box 687, Cincinnati, Ohio. And we'll send you a check for double the cost of all ingredients used. So try new Crisco today. This special guarantee offer is good only until July 1st. This is Ralph Edwards speaking for the makers of Crisco. Folks, everybody likes company, especially when there's fun to be had, like listening to Vic and Sade. So tomorrow, why not gather some of your friends around and all listen in to Vic and Sade together? If they haven't heard this delightful family comedy before, I'm sure they'll enjoy it. Remember tomorrow at this same time. Invite all the friends of Vic and Sade to listen to Pepper Young's Family, which follows immediately over this same station.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.